going on. The purpose of this presentation is to review, analyze, and advise, and talk about the partnership. There's so many different ways to look at these partnerships and what is accomplished in review and analysis, as well as advising, and the future topics of what we need to focus on. Okay, federal regulations, we all know all of the codes and that type of thing ad nauseum, but they don't really give us a whole lot of guidance. They give us guidelines, but not guidance. Now, some of our predecessors have put together SRC trainings. When they meet, they have trainings for SRCs online, and other agencies have put together various forms, and some of them are available online. If you go into their rehab councils, each rehab council handles things differently, and that is one of the things that I have recognized in communication. When I first started coming to the evaluation conference, SRCs were not even on the landscape. We did not have recognition of the importance of evaluation in this aspect. I even was pleased after many years to see my West Virginia colleague, who is in the audience here, who is also involved in councils. So I would like to recognize her. She's there. We've got. And I have spoken to many of you, and I believe we have a few other representatives who work with council, both as a representative or as an employee. Now, this conversation, it is going to be more of a conversation. There is no best practice. There are ideas of best practices, but the guidance that we have received, other than some of the trainings that I have mentioned, we have two IRI, Institute for Rehabilitation Issue Books, that are paramount. If you have not had the pleasure, I strongly encourage. The first one, and I have to say, is not to be sacrilegious, but my Bible for working with council and VR. It is the 36th IRI. And the other one is performance management. These two documents, if you have not seen them before, will be excellent. And we'll be discussing those further. Okay, part of recognizing what to do with council is understanding the mandate, the roles, functions. How do you staff it? Each state handles it differently. Some have a very strong staff component. As ordinance, we have three representatives who work as we are in. That is unusual. We have our own budget. That is very different from many other states. What are some of for us, Florida Independent Living Council, is going to go to another agency. How is that going to affect our partnership? And other functions, that's like that 5% other of your job description that you never know what's going to be required, such as hosting a conference such as this. Now, one of the things that... As I mentioned, this resource, your partnership with your DSU is only as strong as the relationship between your council chair and staff and the designated state unit director. I have seen good, bad, and different. You guys are the ones who might make the difference. And part of that is recognizing some of the roles that we all play in all of this. Now, one of the things that when in communications I've learned is that there always is a tension working with your volunteers, your council members. Let me correct that. Not an absolute, not always. Quite often. Sometimes they come in with the attitude with, we are the oversight, and we want to tell you whether we agree or disagree or don't like. That's not beneficial. And so one of the things that we need to do is to listen to the call of action, to advocate and hear. There are several different path partnership power dynamics, and we can discuss those all day long. One of the things that I have found is sometimes it is that manipulative power, the issue over the SRC. That's not a very good model, very adversarial, can influence the working relationship and how you serve your customers. One of those things that is best is the nutrient or integrative power. As we said, nutrient power is based on a sense of responsibility for the well-being of others. That's our main goal. In conversation with some SRCs, they usually start every meeting with thinking of their mission to remind people of what they do, that it is in partnership with this agency. Integrative power, it's empowering, but it can also, you have the dynamics that us and them, and so it's good, but it doesn't always encourage that empowerment. That's our whole goal. Here, and councils are designated to be the listen to the voice of the customer. That is really a good focus. And in addition to the review, analyze, and advise, the best practices guides that are offered in this IRI, a lot of people went through the effort of looking at these, and I have found this very helpful. However, it didn't have all of the explanations as to what to do or how to get it accomplished, because it is a partnership. One of the things that we have recognized is the need to focus on everybody, your volunteers, your council members, and your staff, to recognize that sometimes it appears that you have many bosses. You do. When it comes right down to it, your consumers are your first, although they have the least loudest voice. But sometimes it can be in conflict with your parent agency. It can be in conflict with in the DSU itself. It can your goal is not to be heavy-handed and seeing what council wants and what the agency wants. In conversation with a variety of stakeholders who prepared this presentation, somebody said yes. Sometimes we come in with a perspective of, do we accept or disagree? How beneficial is that? The best way to set the same goals is to recognize you want to go for problem solving. That's the approach. Look at your strategies. Look at different ways that you can advance this mission. The controls. It's an ongoing effort. Judgment of people. There is no right or wrong in many cases, but it is collaborative. We are having to move to a more broad, what's good for all is the best method. ER's goal has always been to have those special interests of the individual in advancing those services. But with your councils, they have a variety of representation on the councils itself. Sometimes, and you're required to have, for example, a parent network person. That's school of hard knocks, grassroots, local businesses. Some local business representatives bring a wealth of information to the table. If you do not have a strong council and representation, this is where you as council members and as VR agency need to partner to expand that outreach. Urgency. Sometimes we just can't communicate it to everybody as quickly as they would. So there are going to be times of conflict. Don't be afraid of those. Recognize the balance of power. Both parties have information and or expertise, as we had mentioned with this representative. Set up an environment of trust and collaboration. Are there others in the audience that would have different ways to describe your collaborative efforts? Anybody?
Well, I was just curious. You mentioned and described the structure of the Florida Rehabilitation Council. Would it be all right for us to maybe go around a little bit and have people from individual states describe what their structure is in a little bit?
I would love that. I would love that. That would expand this conversation, because recognizing the differences. Do we have somebody who would like to start? Michael, would you?
I can start, and Russ can correct me if I'm wrong along the way, but our State Rehabilitation Council, it has...
And you're with what state?
With Utah.
Okay.
And so it has a liaison who is one of the five members of our executive team, who is in charge of making sure that new members are selected, that they're oriented, that they're trained to the SRC. And in addition to that, at each of those SRC meetings, we either have our executive director there or our case service, person with case services there, to report back to information and to communicate from the SRC to the field as well. So, anything you want to add, Russ, to that?
Well, I think you got that pretty accurately. The SRC is its own separate organization. They're a council, and we have two staff dedicated to support the SRC. Both have other duties as well, but part of their responsibilities are staff to the SRC. And other than that, I think my articulator.
And the designated state unit does do the customer satisfaction survey. However, that is developed and
it's at the direction.
At the direction of the SRC, and whenever there's a transition made, it has to be approved by the SRC. It's often generated by the SRC.
Excellent summary. Do we have another state? Yes, sir. What state are you from?
It's Mike Hudson. I'm from Washington State. And I actually work for the Association of Washington Business, which is the state. been on the SRC for 5 years, chair for two. Currently, the chairman of the customer satisfaction committee. We're very fortunate in the 5 years that I've been on the SRC. We have an independent SRC, in that we have a dedicated executive director and an administrative staff person who spend 100% of their time working for the SRC. They are DVR employees for pay purposes. We've got a very strong committee structure within the SRC, so our customer service survey is done within the SRC by that committee, and we have an extremely close collaborative relationship with the senior leadership team. The executive director and the chair have a permanent spot on the senior leadership team agenda, and quarterly the executive director and the chair of the committee, along with the executive director of the DVR, meet with the designated state unit, the Secretary of our Department of Social and Health Services. And again, membership is another thing. We have a strong membership committee, so we go out and recruit our own members. We work hard on things like diversity.
We forgot to mention, we meet 10 times a year, so I know there's probably SRCs that meet at different time periods too.
Yeah. We have quarterly meetings, but they're 2 days long, so I guess you could say we meet 8 times a year. We have monthly executive committee meetings, usually telephonically, and we have monthly committee meetings telephonically, so we stay in pretty close touch. We do an independent annual report that's included in the DVR's annual report. It's a standalone. And we have, like I said, over the years developed a very strong relationship, and we've been in a position to actually advocate for DVR with the designated state unit and also the state legislature, the governor's office. We currently have a governor who is very concerned with disability employment and disability issues. He recently signed an executive order that kind of mirrors Section 503 for the state, requiring the state up there percentage of hiring people with disabilities. And he created a task force that is populated primarily with folks from the business sector. So we've had a lot of opportunity to meet with the folks from the private sector and get their input and whatnot. It's been very effective.
Excellent. Thank you. And we've already started hitting on things that we will bring up again later on to discuss in detail. And I do appreciate the perspectives of different states. That helps us understand where we're all coming from. Is there another state? We've had
Utah Washington.
And Washington. Yes, ma'am. Please be sure to speak up so we can all hear.
I represent the Virgin Islands.
Excellent. Welcome.
Thank you. We have one employee for the SRC, which is me. So I think I'm annual report. Customer satisfaction, you name it, I do. I've been there a little under 5 years. I'm about to just 5 years. So since I've been there, we've had like 3 or 4 different chairpersons, so everyone was different, you know, as into how they would deal with stuff. You know, some were actual prison disabilities and some were just business persons. So it was just like a wide range, you know. Right now we're still trying to learn our relationship with the app, as every other SRC is. That's always difficult. But we recently moved into the VR office. was being much more costly because the rent has been utilities. We move in there and they're right there. So reimbursements, I think it's nice to go a little bit quicker. You know, right now, I mean, they have us like a bank. And we don't want to use that term, but we tend to help them pay for a lot of little things that they can't afford. Because all funding, we have all the private accounts. So we have all the personal bank accounts. So we don't use, quote unquote, the government's bank account, the government's A cycle. So they may need something for NDEAM that's check right now, what we can do for them right now. And so that relationship, they love that. You know, they're always our best friends when it comes to that person.
Money talks, yes.
Exactly, you know. So right now we're in the process of doing principal satisfaction. Usually I would get someone to help me, and we just pay them for like 2 weeks to help me do it. And with the Virgin Islands, it's 3 different islands. It's really 4 islands, but we're really considered 3. So I usually don't do the island that I live on for conflict of interest purposes. So I do St. Croix and other places in the St. Thomas, you know, but we're trying to do it differently. Because at the end of the day, if you do surveys, or what information are you really trying to get? I mean, are we doing the surveys? Yes, because it is required, or are we doing it because we're actually using the information?
The ultimate questions, yes.
Okay, exactly. So right now, that's a process that we're in. We have an outgoing governor right now, so he just approved some of the governance for us. I was like in 2 weeks. I mean, that was like heaven for me. I was like really happy because we've always had the same members, you know. Sherry and I were just talking about it. At the end of the day, you come to these conferences and you see the same
people.
It's good.
Personal.
Nothing personal, you know. So at the end of the day, you know, we're trying to bring in so much more people, and it's like people are just some people are like, you know, well, we don't know these services were even there. Or we didn't even know this was even existent, you know. So that's the new thing right now that we're doing now. A lot of business people who are catering to people with disabilities, you know.
And you've hit upon the key, that partnership with businesses. It's going to come back down to all of the, you know, I appreciate everybody sharing. These are great. It gets to, you realize we are all different among each state and entity. Do we have another?
I'll go next. I'm from West Virginia, and we do a lot of the same things that she just said. We have an office housed within the state offices, which gives me a little, because I am not a state employee. I am not an employee of the agency, SRC. It gives me an inside look at what's going on at the agency. And I'm a member of the executive management team, I mean, with the administrative staff at the agency. I'm in the office with them, so I see them every day. So we're a confidant. We're a liaison. They use us a lot. We are very active on the policy consultation group. One of our biggest challenges is getting appointments made, and I have literally danced on the governor's desk to get those done.
What dance did you do exactly?
That's a whole other conversation.
It has been crazy. We have gone almost a year without appointments in the past. And I mean, to the point that I call up there and they go, Sherry, it's great to hear your voice. What can we do for you today? Let me do. We need your appointment. We do an annual report, a separate annual report, and when we do our annual report, we try to showcase West Virginia.
How many times a year do you meet?
We meet 6 times a year. Sometimes our February meeting is by phone due to weather, depending on how we're having snow or not having snow. We have an independent budget away from the city. Our budget is $120,000 a year. Our surveys, I do the surveys totally. We have an independent person who does the compilation of those. Our committees, we have the standard committees that everybody else does, but we only meet when we need to meet. I don't have them meeting, I know like our stuff, we are great friends with our stuff, we love our stuff, which is not so with many of
your relationship with your designated state unit?
Oh, we are just partners 100%.
Excellent, excellent. 100%. I see several reactions across the room. Let's hear from, it's already 11 o'clock. So
the question that was on my mind is, how can I do customer satisfaction surveys on St. Thomas Island?
Well, this is going to be a conversation.
You'll bring the margarita.
We're going to have to continue this throughout the conference. And we had two people in the same row. Which would you like to go first?
I'm stunned at 120,000. I'm Maine. We have two SRCs. I am the representative from the Pension of Life and Family Care. Our budget is $9,000.
So,
okay.
Well, but you don't have paid staff here.
That's the reason.
That's the reason why.
Right. Exactly. So, I'm hearing some things from the room, and we are not. We have Columbus Service Network writing. We are not writing. We at least on the because if you get the same faces, y'all, I'm on the SILT, I'm on SRC, y'all have the same needs, so I think y'all should be able to meet. Okay, the SILT meeting right now. It's the SRC meeting. SRC DDBI meeting right now.
Very close partnerships.
You know, that has been one of the issues that we have seen is the separation, because we'll have council members who come to the SRC meeting thinking they have the same, we should be doing what the SILT's doing over here, but yet we're over here doing something else. And that there is a difference, and that's one of the things that we really had to make our council members understand, is we're different. We don't do the same thing. You know.
And that's what it comes down to, this review, analyze, and advise. It's implied, but how do we do that? So, how often does your council meet?
We meet every other month. We have an annual conference that's 2 days, and it's coming up. So, we're thinking about changing that.
Do you conduct your customer satisfaction survey, or does the DSU?
We're in the room. Like I say, we're not thriving. It's probably because
the budgets across the United States are so vast.
But I would love to, and I guess as an SRC, what I find is that, you know, there are state employees. So it's like, I would love to know, like, a spreadsheet of how much does Maine get versus Wyoming versus Utah versus, you know, all these people, and what can get. There has to be some clarity for us. I mean, PR has so much information that you can just do that all the time. SRCs don't have to.
It's kind of varied.
SRC may be able to provide some of that.
I was just going to say, the state of Florida has been engaged to be at the table, and we are hoping to make a presentation and open up this conversation even wider. I'm sorry, go ahead.
You want to go Maine General versus Maine Blind?
Oh, yes, please. Is there a difference?
There is. And I are both on the general PR SRC. And we have a not so thriving SRC as well as the general PR SRC. We had a lot of turnover recently with some historic faces. So we're really struggling right now to increase the membership. We are unfortunately non-compliant right now with a number of different seats.
It is very hard to maintain.
It's very hard to maintain and to really engage our community, to get more involvement from people, and to get involvement from folks that are not the same faces. So you really have to reach out to not just the community in which you're working in, but expand outside of that, and that's where we struggle most.
Excellent.
Yeah. So
observation.
The only thing I would add to that is one thing we do extremely well in Maine is collaboration with other councils. We have an organization called Five Councils, which consists of two SRCs, the SILT,
two SRCs, the SILT,
the Veterans Council, and then the Governor's Council.
Got Florida Rehab Council just went through a reinstitution. Are there other things that you would like to briefly share?
Yeah, I want to jump on what she said about the difficulty of getting people. I refocus the council getting members. I focus on our administrative review. And the reason for that is that they're reinventing the transition program. And the employees that they use is what we use our business members. We didn't even realize that we can use them. So a lot of the new members, we got through VR.
They're VR employees?
No. The VR employees who are on the council are the executives.
Right. Yes.
And we had to go over the bylaws to say that we couldn't have a VR employee working for the council. It couldn't be our employees.
See, in the state of Florida, I am a state employee working for the Department of Education and Vocational Rehabilitation, but I am the voice and analyst for Florida Rehabilitation Council. Yes, sir.
The topic, talking to people from different states, this is a topic for definitely a different day. It's notable that sometimes we'll have an SRC member serve for a further time, and they don't want to go off. They want to be, they found a new vocation for it. So it would be useful at some point to kind of talk about how these states effectively work with that issue, struggle with that issue, so that state rehabilitation customer can safely off the council, but maybe 10 or 15 years down the road, they could be reissued to serve. Because they have gained some expertise and knowledge and some ability to converse around these topics through their first term in the SRC. In Utah, we do it 3 years and you can re-up for another 3 years. So even at that point, you might have people who don't get it.
Excellent. There's always an advocate in each of us, and once we kind of spark that, it drives us in many cases. Yes, sir.
Hi, I'm Ernie from Nevada. Couple things. One of the things that I struggle with in the SRC is our open meeting law. Very difficult.
Florida has sunshine laws also.
Yes. I think it's an important law, don't get me wrong, but it makes it very difficult to engage a council that only meets 4 times a year.
Yes.
When you can't have a conversation offline or even reply all to an email with a question coming up. With regard to multiple terms, our bylaws say define what a meaningful break is. So one of the ways Nevada has at least addressed that is to set a meaningful break is 3 years. Which I don't know how they came up with that. I've been on the council since January. The third thing I struggle with, and I was thrust into the role with 4 weeks notice of being the chair of the state planning committee. Who knew? And I will never forget my boss for that. But it was a very interesting process, and I realized very quickly we have a culture in Nevada where it's the we're in charge of you, we're going to tell you how you're messing up and what you're supposed to be doing right, that whole thing. And my objective with the plan was to help Nevada identify its strengths, tell its story, and look for areas of improvement to advise. And so I was curious if other councils have successfully transitioned from the manipulator role to the advocacy review. How do you change that culture?
That is a very difficult question, and I have had this conversation with many individuals as well as groups. So we need to continue that. We have another state.
I'm from Idaho, and actually I'm not involved, but I'm sitting in for the SRC president, who's not able to attend. But what I've noticed, I'm a program analyst, so I provide a lot of data to the SRC, so we do a lot of quarterly reports to them. It's interesting because we're very invested. So, for example, the administrator of our agency, she splits her assistance. DR is doing. But I'm just listening around the room, I'm pretty impressed with my city and how they are willing to work together. There's always going to be that push and pull, but I think it really does come from the top down, and that's basically been our hard work.
And you were with what state?
Idaho.
Idaho.
Yeah.
How often do you meet?
It's quarterly.
Quarterly. Does the council run or manage the customer satisfaction survey?
We run the customer satisfaction surveys, and they are very interested. That's one of the things that we really hope the cities adopt.
We being?
Rehab runs the customer. Okay. Yes, so we report to them quarterly on our results.
Excellent. Any other states that would like to?
Veronica, down in New Mexico. Our SRC, it does depend on who is the chair of SRC. We actually do have a chair that's been around for a long time. And one of the things that we collaborate on, annually we have awards that we provide for our staff. And the awards are on the VR side. We recognize staff for their contributions to the agency, not just VR, but our administrative support staff. But the SRC also has their very own award, so we collaborate. So they go through us and request nominations. And so when we have our annual meeting, VR provides that, and then also the SRC provides those awards. And so it's really a nice collaboration that way. But we struggle with our appointments to the council also, and it's all at the governor's office. And so the one that we're lacking, and we just really have a hard time with this, is our public education representative. And we meet quarterly.
Thank you. And your customer satisfaction survey is conducted by?
That's done by the council.
By the council. As you can see, we have a variety of models, and there is no one that is best. We joke in Florida that sometimes working with our council is like herding kittens. You expect it out of the box. But we also have individuals within VR who are of old school and are resistant because it's been bad times and harsh times. And then we've got others who are new school. The best thing I can suggest is that model of empowerment, and if somebody said it here, it does go back to your council chair and your executive director. If there's communication that is open and honest, it can happen. It's an ongoing and every day, and every employee and member has to adopt that approach. All it takes is one to have that aggressive approach that may steer things in a different direction. Tone is the world of difference. And when you start talking about reviewing and analyzing and advising, that tone does make a difference. Councils are not here to oversee and be the heavy hand. They are to work in partnership to help resolve and identify problems and solutions tied to your strategic goals. Forget about all of the attitudes, forget about all of the conflicts. Your goal is to help have that voice for your customers. And it's very hard to remember that when you're in that heated conversation sitting at council meeting. Yes? That goes back to your mission, and Michael, you've had a lot more experience with this than I, so you might have more insights.
I'm not suggesting you have to answer the question, but I'm suggesting that...
Can you speak up so everybody can
hear? I am suggesting that one way of bringing these two together in partnership is to co-create something together. We had an opportunity in... was around 2011 to revise a customer satisfaction survey. So we developed a company that had three SRC members in it, two VR agency employees in it. And we battled it out for 6, 7, 8 months. And what we were going to do, we actually did the stakeholders, focus groups on areas of what they thought would lead to satisfaction for them. And afterward, we were able to, in subsequent meetings, point to this document and say, this is ours. And it's really hard to fight with someone when they're saying, that's the most beautiful baby in the world too.
That's right.
That type of thing. You know, and so that, you know, we went through a very similar process with the comprehensive statement of needs assessment. And yes, it takes longer time. Yes, it takes a lot of time sometimes, but by completion of it, we feel like it has been not just advised to you, but it's been incorporated and integrated from the SRC.
We had one more comment, and we need to keep moving. It's already 11:15, and we just opened up the conversation.
One of the things that we do at every meeting, we have what we consider state of the agency, where our VR director comes in and gives us an update. We are told about everything, what the agency is financially, if we're talking about the categories, what projects are getting ready to start. She discusses all of that. We also have Kisby Bion, who you will see later this afternoon, who is our guru of figures. He is amazing. My whole council understands standards and indicators. They understand.
This is where we are heading. You're heading in the right direction.
They can look at the reports and they clearly understand the standards and indicators, what the needs assessments are. We also, whenever there's like a new project coming up, like if it's like, for instance, on transition, anything new coming up on transition, we bring in whoever that person is who's going to be over that program to educate our council. And we dedicate the whole morning, we meet from 9 to 3, and we dedicate the whole morning to state of the agency.
You have a very good point, and I don't mean to cut you off, but we will be touching upon some of these. So maybe we can answer and leave a few minutes at the end so that we can get through some questions, because all of us have so much information. We just need to focus in on our presentation. One of the things that I did was I communicated through NCSRC and executive directors of the agencies some of these questions. Unfortunately, it was a short turnaround and we didn't have so many, but we do have several in the audience that responded, and I do appreciate that. And I do hope to hear from everybody in the long run. We recognize processes, how do you advise, and the common topics. One of the things that we recognize, and this guide encourages, is state plan. It's going to be changing. We're going to have to work on that. Now, one of the things that were circulating on your table are several documents. Public forum comments. We accumulate all of this information. We have a CART provider where we record conversations. We put this in the state plan. We've got conceptual themes so that we can create an environment of always looking at the broader pictures. It's so easy to get caught up in the minutiae. We as council members, I do adopt my council as my own, but council members need to recognize the bigger picture. They cannot be the ones who are dealing with the minutiae, the Sally's problem of working with. They need to understand the type of problem that Sally is having. You've got to get them to look at the grand scheme and topical areas. Some of the other areas where you might be able to find and build collaboration and that joint baby project, as Michael referenced, is the comprehensive needs assessment. Now, that and within our agency is a very big project. And what we do, as we have learned along the years, and it has changed every year, we try to improve it. One of the things is that our planning committee works very closely with VR representatives on recognizing the planning cycles of VR and their needs. One of the ways we do that is through the comprehensive needs this out there on the radar. And some of the handouts that are on their table is just a graph. I've got a chart of literally tracking. What, at what point are we on each of those items? The annual report in the state of Florida, we do two. The DSU does one, and the council does one. Councils is have to be done first. So I have to work very closely with our representatives to gather that data. Now, one of the things that you mentioned was activities to review and analyze. You mentioned the director's report. Our director works very closely with the data team to be able to bring those figures to us on a quarterly basis. If there's anything that is hot topic issues, council chair is communicating to them. Now, because of sunshine laws, we have to be very careful. We cannot discuss anything on email that will be voted upon. So that makes it very difficult. So I understand that nuance. It can be quite restrictive. The RSA monitoring report, it doesn't happen very often. It's just kind of like the comprehensive needs assessment. But those are things that always are playing in the background. These are issues and areas where you might be able to find collaboration, where it's not all of a sudden. If you start building those relationships and partnerships, then many of these activities or processes are very, well, not easy, but it does make it easier because you are focused on a common goal. Even though we had a common goal to begin with, we often get caught up in that. Some other areas that councils across the board work together on are public forums. In the state of Florida, VR, the designated state unit, conducted the public forums. And the agent that was the council tagged along. We wandered all over the state. We spent a whole month conducting public forums just for our state plan. That's not effective or efficient. What we did was the state unit asked us as the council staff to make sure that we always had a public forum at every board, at every meeting that the council met. We have conducted online phone calls, and we have also opened it up to CART, real-time transcription. We have WebEx. We have online access. And by phone and in person. So we've tried to embrace the technology. Order of selection issues. Florida is in order of selection. It has been very difficult. And with budget constraints, it gets even more complicated. To keep open those lines of communication to council before they happen is a trick. So if you have anything to do with your DSU, try to look ahead. Move your planning calendar ahead so that you can anticipate some of these events. One of the documents that has been included in the handouts that are put on your table and will be uploaded is a calendar that we use for our strategic planning and recognizing that every meeting has certain topics that we always talk about, certain times of year. For us, April and May, we focus in on the state plan. October, November, we're focusing in on our annual report. The comprehensive needs assessment, again, is one of those random things that builds up. Consumer satisfaction survey, the council is in charge of it, but it is done in collaboration. And I emphasize collaboration with the DSU. We have had don't want to lose our questions and data that we have, but we wanted to advance our understanding of what to get, what to ask. You know, one of the questions that were important 10 years ago, who helped you fill this form out? We look at that question now, it's like, oh, please, why do we even want to know? It doesn't give us beneficial information. So it has been a growth period, but we both knew it had to happen, so we tried to do that in collaboration. There were words, but we both recognized that our champions from both council and the designated state unit had to get along. And sometimes you have to call it out. Okay? There's an interest of both of us and a conflict. Let's see if we can work through this and find out what those specific differences are. Council's perspective, it was, we don't want our customers to feel violated by handing over everything we are. We wanted to protect our customers. Well, that's very important. Keep the anonymity and not being able to associate a case. VR agency wanted to be able to match it up with their data files. It's reasonable. Both positions were reasonable. Don't be afraid to talk about it. You're partners. Policy review changes. This is another area where not all states are engaged in their designated state unit on deciding policies. One of the things that RSA has said, if it's significant changes, okay, significant changes does not tell you what the guidelines are. It is an opinion. It is a subjective phrase. Sometimes identifying and clarifying what those subjective changes are may be beneficial. We have found in the state of Florida, just looking at that phrase can be volatile. Because it depends. What's the qualifier? What are we talking about? So, not every technique will work across the board. However, in communication, and this has taken several months, actually, probably about 6 months to come to fruition, we have included, and in your handouts, if you'll pass those down, they were put at the end of each table, there is a process map. And again, these will be available online, that Florida, DSU, and council put together. Okay? Who decides what policies need to come to council to review? Agency that you have to fix your passwords and that type of thing, council doesn't need to be involved. They're volunteers. But what could be done? When it comes to order of selection issues or financial policies, those things are going to affect your customers. That's when you want to start engaging your council member. And I've been told we only have 15 minutes left. So, let me go through very quickly. Here's your policy and process map. It is very detailed because we wanted to include everybody's voice. Sometimes process maps will help navigate those partnerships. Additional ones, budget discussions. That is always a volatile issue and may not be occurring within your state. Recognition awards were mentioned briefly. Presentations at planning retreats. Our council in the state of Florida is not involved in planning retreats. We work very closely with them. But we are, in the state of Florida, not members of the executive management or leadership team. So that could be an asset for your state, but is not across the board. Council members serve on agency committees. They are, in our state, they are autonomous. They do not engage at the same level. But some states do have that opportunity to work with agency committees. Trainings, service memorandums. When it comes to individual cases, some states actually go in and audit records. So it varies. Ad advocacy. Somebody mentioned legislation. We work in the state of Florida very closely with our legislators. We are their voice because we can do things that the state agency can't. So that's an area where the state of Florida and SRC excels. And of course, we only educate. We do not lobby. Okay, performance management. If you don't know what your DSU is doing and what is required, you need to learn it. Both sides. Both what mandates are from the council, as well as the expectations of your designated state unit. We have a variety of different ways that we track things. This is kind of small font, but it is basically going back to the tracking of information requested for every quarterly meeting. And every time. We also have developed a review analysis form. Engage your people. It's active participation and listening. I could have given each one of you and said, okay, give me your thoughts. Give me your background. What are you coming to the table with? And what questions do you want to answer? As council members, they got lots. DSU wants to provide those in their executive reports in many cases. Tracking of state plan recommendations, this is very important because many times council members will come in at state plan planning and say, well, we're still wondering about training. Well, the agency has probably worked on that topic. Have you informed or asked? That's the difference. Trying to develop that information and understanding the larger picture, the themes of problems and strategies that the agency is focusing on. Okay, there are several methods. We've talked about it, policy consultation groups, executive management teams, participation, comments, questions, and kudos. That's the way Florida does it. We forward comments, questions, and kudos. And those kudos are very important because everybody likes it. I've been told an Oreo cookie, a good, the observation, and another good. There's always good if you can find it. Multiple council meetings. We've had a range of 4 to 10 here. Director's reports are so very important, and the meat of what you need to know is being communicated. Variety of topics. We've had a variety. One I wanted to emphasize, and the one that was emphasized this morning with Ms. LeBrecht, was marketing. Nobody knows what VR stands for. When I hear DVR, I don't think of the agency that serves people with disabilities. I think of my electronic device. That's where we all go. We need to change that. And we use a lot of acronyms. We can scare people away with all of our acronyms. But there is a large minority of people that we need to serve, both as council members and council agency staff, as well as VR. One moment, we're almost to the end. Future topics. One of the biggest ones that's going to impact us is workforce innovation opportunity. One unified state plan. That's going to change the landscape for your SRCs and your agencies. Other people think focusing on transportation, because if I don't have a job, if I can't get there, I can't do a job. Don't agree and disagree with problems. Work together. There are no answers. Please continue to use the Summit web pages to let us know how your state does these things. I'm here just more as a challenge. Let's wake up and recognize the role that we have to evaluate, review, analyze, and advise each other so that we can make that work better. I had a couple of hands and only a few minutes left. What would you like to say?
You mentioned marketing. The issue we've always had with marketing is we couldn't afford more consumers if we could attract them. So that's a quandary.
So ways and money?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so ways and money is up marketing. That's a good one to contemplate and bring back. Any others?
So the marketing is interesting because we are not in an order of selection, but hearing themes of more business engagement and looking at ways of helping the employers retain people and maybe start moving on to something and looking and finding ways to branch out a little bit instead of what is usually associated with local head agencies as people who are more interested in the Star State. That's kind of what the thought is when you think about patient implementation. So it would be interesting as we're hearing things about marketing and business engagement at a national level.
You bring up several good points. Yes, sir.
Just kind of chewing on some of the things that were being said here today. And when we talk about marketing and reviewing and analyzing and advising, if you review, analyze, advise, if you build trust, if we do some of those things to create that partnership, then your SRC and its members can be the best marketing tool that an agency has.
Bingo. Bingo. Well said. Thank you, sir. One of the things is remembering most of your council members are volunteers. They are advocates. They want, they have the passion to communicate. Send them out. One recommendation that I had when I was speaking with a stakeholder is give your council members action items. What can they do? How can they help? You've got to communicate what you need in addition to all the data, how many people you've served and that problem, but what does the agency need from your council members? One person that I spoke to and all the people I spoke to said, you know, why don't council members pair up and say, okay, I'm going to go see these many businesses. I can go with a VR counselor and we can sell it. It's a good program. It serves people. It is not necessarily long-term. It deals with limitations. It gets people to work and off the rolls. But giving your council members action items to help them review, analyze, and advise you. Yes, sir.
And as a follow-up to that, they can also be a great help when your agency's dealing and facing challenges, whether it's with a governor's office, a legislature, or Congress, a reauthorization, any of those things. So there's advocacy and marketing to help advance, but there is advocacy and marketing that supports.
And it really does come back to that support aspect. The role of the council is nothing if the state agency is there. They're advocates, they are people who have passions about employment and wanting to help. But if you cannot get through in that partnership and recognizing what you are doing. As one agency indicated to me, their mission statement at every meeting, if there's questions about your mission, and if it's to be overseen, heavy-handed, you're already setting up bad dynamics. Work in partnership. And if you, as an individual, see information and words that are being crossed that aren't working, propose another idea. There are no best practices established. We've only got guidelines, mandates. How do you do it? Let's communicate that. If you have suggestions, please, I have a few business cards, and my contact information. Florida Rehabilitation Council is very interested in your opinions. We are trying to strengthen our efforts, especially with the new changes on the forefront. We want to make sure there are advocates that are accomplishing what the agency needs. Yes, ma'am.
I just have one comment. I just texted Marlene, who's the chair for NGSRC, and we will do a survey of all of the SRCs to see if we can get the information about the budget that you were asking for. And we'll put in there as to if your house within like what income stuff, we'll figure out different things that you can do that.
It's exciting to hear because
and I would encourage anybody build it into your budget because it's a wonderful training opportunity. And we do a two-day training twice a year, and it's a really good opportunity.
And this year it will be an NCSRC meeting. It's right the 9th in November and is right before CSABR. So if you're not a member of either one of those organizations, strongly encourage.
And it doesn't cost anything to go on to NCSRC.
Just the expense of going to a conference nowadays. You know how that goes. Are there other comments? We only have a few minutes left. But I do hope you will continue this conversation beyond this point. Any other comments? Thank you very much for participating in this conversation, and good luck.
Thank you.
The evaluation forms are online, and if you take it online, actually just check the QR code, you know, the scan code on your agenda. The scan works fine if you've got a scan on your iPhone, but there's also an online survey. And the address is at the back of the agenda.
She's really good at that. So, we are too. We can see it well. I think you'll hear why we designed it as we do it. It'll be interesting for folks. A lot of questions and research. It's
either they're not
people there. All right, we'll see you this afternoon.
Thank you. Good to see you, sir.
It's a matter of advancing to
excellent. I hope that
we have a great
We have once or twice, again, as I mentioned, man, we meet. You probably need more often than this.
Feedback and
awesome. Okay. So,
It's the last Wednesday of each month, and so it'll be September. You know what? You may want to shoot. You may want to shoot for the October meeting, because September is also when we do our. It's a day and a half meeting because it's when our new members come on board, and so it's going to be kind of an odd meeting. But let me give you both of them, because what I'll do is I'll get you in contact with our SRC liaison, and.
I have that problem too. Try walking and chewing gum. Yeah. That's a problem that I have.
So I think that our SRC will be on September 24th, and then the next one will be on the 29th of October. It's we start at like 9 o'clock Mountain Time. Are you Central?
We are Eastern.
You're Eastern.
But anyway,
it'd be 11 o'clock.
Okay.
So either one of those, the September 24th would be a little bit different than usual.
Okay. I'll just plan for the whatever.
And shoot me an email a week, you know, a little bit ahead of time, or when you get back to the office. And,
sure, I will do.
And that. I'll get his name
very
is
very helpful.
Our SRC liaison's name is John West. J-O-H-N W-O-E-S-T. That's pronounced West. And he's our liaison. And he's great to work with. I think he's the one who responded and said that we read our mission every month, because mm-hmm. we do. That's one of the things.
Oh, I was so glad to get your estate's input.
Oh,
I really do appreciate it.
Actually, I think that's the other one from your state.
Really. What state are you with?
Indiana.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and I've only been to one SRC meeting, so I was just telling Russ. You go by Russ.
I do. I go by Russ.
Okay. Ours is a little adversarial, and the reason why I came is to kind of get a feel for how it is with other states, because I've only been to one meeting. I just started about 6 months ago.
Really
going to go there?
Yeah.
It's a good
thing.
Yes, absolutely.
You can't screw that.
Nothing is ever going to change. It was a good
Thank you very much. I enjoyed your presentation.
Yes, you did a wonderful job.
Oh, I'm glad.
Thank you for doing this. And may I have your card?
Oh, yes. If we can open up conversations about this, I think it would fit.
That's
how it was nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well, and I'll be in touch.
Yeah, please do.
All right, thanks. It's not easy doing a presentation period, but one that says, you know, this kind of topic you get to really, but everybody jumps in, and I learned a lot. I go to presentations where it's like, what did they just say? But this one I really, really learned, and even though we didn't, you know, I not even see the handouts later, I figured as you were talking, I was going to take notes.
Yes.
I was taking notes because that's how it sticks with me if I'm writing an extra Oh, thank you. But this will be on there. That's wonderful. Thank you. And I'm going to share
you
this with you. Oh, yes, I do. I gave one to the last night.
I always enjoy opening up the conversation.
Oh, wow. It is.
And especially
so
where people
actually
with that information.
People actually interested in talking about this. Just so
Thank you. I'll probably see you again before this ends tomorrow.
Oh,
so
yes.
Yeah.
Actually,
we
will be conducting a roundtable on somewhere else.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, and that's tomorrow, right?
Or is that
wonderful. Thank you.
You too.